Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. He had 40 minutes to convince, and in the end, he did not backtrack. Emmanuel Macron discussed at length today the pension reform and the social anger it caused. Guest of the 1 o'clock news on TF1 and France 2, the head of state stands by his decision and takes responsibility for the unpopularity of a text in the name of the general interest of the country. And this despite the mobilizations in the streets. The reform might come into force by the end of the year. The head of the CGT, Philippe Martinez, spoke of a lunar interview. He calls on even more people to mobilize. And there will be mobilizations tomorrow for a new day of national demonstration against the pension reform, the first since the adoption of the text and the use of Article 49.3. Many people are expected in the streets, and there will be disruptions in several key sectors, for example at the SNCF, where 1 out of 2 TGV on average will be circulating, and 1 TER out of 3. In the rest of the news, a tragedy unfolded in Lille. A 19-year-old high school student died during a baccalaureate exam yesterday afternoon at the Gaston Berger High School. The candidate had a heart attack. A support cell has been set up for the students and the staff of the establishment. And then soccer to finish, and the quarterfinal first leg of the Women's Champions League tonight with 2 French clubs playing. The defending champions from Lyon receive Chelsea at 6:45. Then the PSG welcomes the Germans from Wolfsburg at 9 p.m. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.